This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and Russia traded accusations Thursday at the UN Security Council over the recent collapse of the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Russia called Thursday's Security Council meeting following the U.S. test of a missile banned for more than 30 years by the 1987 treaty. Deputy Russian ambassador said that the August 18th U.S. tests so soon after the expiration of the treaty proved the U.S. had violated the pact. Saying, however much they might harp today in our meeting on the idea that it was the actions of Russia that undermined the INF treaty, the most recent steps taken by Washington are eloquent evidence to the contrary. Acting U.S. Ambassador Jonathan Cohen countered that Russia's deployment of multiple ground-launched cruise missiles that could hit critical European targets violated the treaty.
These developments by the Russian Federation and China, coupled with their aggressive and coercive behaviors, are key drivers behind a deteriorating security environment. The United States will not and cannot ignore this reality.
Both countries withdrew from the pact on August 2nd. Iran displayed what it described as a domestically built long-range mobile surface-to-air missile system on Thursday.
State TV released footage on Thursday showing President Hassan Rouhani at the unveiling ceremony for the Bavar 373 system. The announcement comes amid rising tension with the United States. Iran shot down a U.S. surveillance drone in the Gulf with a surface-to-air missile in June, saying it was over its territory. But the U.S. insists the drone was in international airspace. Iran has developed a large domestic arms industry in the face of international sanctions and embargoes. Western analysts say Iran often exaggerates its weapon capabilities, but there are still strong concerns about its long-range ballistic missile program.
That's Reuters, Megan Revel.